Thank you for the pause.
Now, this tape goes out to a lot of people. And so I repeat to John, and I repeat to all of you, remind all of you in this room. Each one of you frantically goes within and says, oh, is this for me? If it is for you, it is for you. Don't always assume I'm just speaking to your neighbor. You should be able to tell the difference. I make a lot more allowances for ones who have traveled a long way down this road and are having to change all the thought processes than I do for you younger ones who really could quickly grasp it. But we are talking to all ones within the range of these tapes or the writings. You have to understand that. And maybe I'm only talking to three people in Albuquerque. I'm talking to at least one in Gallup, New Mexico. Don't presume anything. Don't assume anything. Check your records. See what can be done with what you need to work with while there's time to work with it. Don't keep dancing. Don't keep waltzing. Or it could very well be the last waltz. There isn't enough interest to be gleaned in this whole world to make it worth very much more gambling. If the banks don't close this next week, what difference does it make if you're prepared? They are going to close. They have told you as much one of these days. You have an excuse right now to be spending quite a bit of cash. You can say, I don't bank. Seems like I was scared of the banking system, so I'm having to deal in cash. Because, you see, you have to have a reasonable reason if you pay cash for something. And if you pay over $10,000 in cash for anything, you're going to be reported. But I know you don't want to spend your money. You need it for reserves. Well, Chilas, you can't have it always. There are only one or two or three little conduits here. You cannot have it all ways. You can put it against gold. And I would suggest that if you don't want to use investments at this time, that you consider doing that on a small basis. But you're vulnerable there too. I'm not trying to get your funds. It is a real problem to me to even be involved. Real problem. But I don't think they'll confiscate their own collateral. That'll be the last that they will confiscate. And right now, the ones with which these ones do business are as big in the cartel as you can get. Does that mean that they won't go under? Well, they'll be amongst the last. But no, it doesn't mean anything. But it means that wherever you had it stashed will have gone before. Maybe all you have is a little time. They cannot hold this market from your attention very much longer. You see, the market doesn't mean anything. It has not meant anything for so long that you would be shocked. Just like you've been under martial law since 1933. Basically, since 1931, you have been subject to the Federal Reserve. And you are had. So all we can do as we move into this period of time is with integrity do the best we can to help you shelter. That's all we can do. I personally have no wish to do more. I feel if ones do not take advantage of that which God offers, then that's up to you, and perhaps even you deserve the lesson. And maybe you won't get it for a while. You can sit over there and nanny, nanny, nanny. Nanu didn't know what he was saying. But I think you can tell by what the guys are doing that the nanny, nanny is going to come with tears at some point here. And again, you can go to these other channels and you can listen to them. But you might very well be sorry that you didn't listen when God tried to respond to your petition. Yes, please.
Will gold be one of the last things they'll take away as far as us being able to have a currency thing?
The last thing? No.
Can you repeat the question?
No. When the economy collapses, they'll do what they did in the early 30s. They'll confiscate it from you. I'm sorry. I have nothing more to offer. I would stash some silver coins. Silver. And yes, you can have gold, but I'm telling you, you better get it out of circulation. Don't stash it in some safe deposit box.
So you could get it in small amounts and have it and just keep it away from the banking system altogether?
Well, if it's in the banking system, they'll get it.
Don't put it in your safety deposit box.
It can't go through them, I can tell you that.
The problem being, also with withholding great quantities of gold in any great measure, is that, you see, everybody is going to be so numbered, so labeled, that as you start trying, unless you get isolated, see, so that you can use that as barter in your local market or something, they'll know when you start using that gold. So they've got you on either end. You are dealing with a king. He has worked a plan that is only surpassed by one, and that's God's. And he knows it. But he's got you, the people, blocked at every turn, way out there in the future, till he has accomplished his plan. That's about the way it is. They're working toward a debit system. But never underestimate the power of forming a federal government of your own, a constitutional government. But those are the things that you can deal with later. They're not something you can do today. What we're talking about here is getting through a situation that all of the economists, all of the economic news writers are telling you, people have seen the money. It is already in use around the world. They've told you it's going to come here in the New World Order. So don't fool yourself. It's going to come here unless something incredible happens. And at that point, your currency, through that Federal Reserve, those Federal Reserve notes won't be worth anything anyway. And whoever becomes the next adversary will try to get that gold too, probably. But all of them need viable projects to feed people. Even during their depopulation, they'll leave you alone if you're being productive in a proper manner that is not in competition with them. As long as they know you are not, quote, fighting them, they will allow you to live. And if you are doing something that relieves them of a problem, they will even help you. And you cannot think in advance of all of those myriads of contingencies. So you have to go with what seems the most reasonable, logical approach. They are working totally in reason and logic while they look like they are working in absurdity to throw you off. And it's late in the game. I've been telling for 2 years what to do. And to come up to the last day when the banks are closed, I'm at a loss. If the banks are open next week, work, work, work. My guess is that your Interstate Bank will hold up here for a while. Watch what the big boys are doing. You see, you don't even know who owns anything. Probably you don't even realize that the Japanese are major, major holders of Bank America. And you can't count on these little Bank of America branches. Keep your money dispersed. One of the things that Bank America is very good at is getting rid of all of these little banks and buying up defunct banks and shifting around till you don't know what is happening. But Bank America, not Bank of America, Bank America is the mother bank for the U.S. at this time. Does that mean that your funds are safe down here in Bank of America? No, it does not. And if you've got great sums of money in any account, you're going to lose it. They did it with Saudi Arabia. Let me give you a little bit of an outline of what they did to Saudi Arabia. We will come and help you, Mr. Saudi Sheikh. And we'll even pay you above and beyond the price of good sweet crude. In Liberia, which is in trouble today, 60,000 people have been killed in Liberia just in the last few months. Why do you think Liberia is so important? It is the measure of the price of oil. That and some Texas sweet crude. The price of oil is set in Liberia. Surprising, isn't it?
Is it in Nigeria?
Why the price of oil, of light crude oil, is based on Nigerian oil?
Liberia. Surprising, isn't it? Well, Mr. Bush's family sits out of Bahrain over a pool of light crude under Saudi Arabia like you can't imagine. But at this point, that isn't the focus. They told the Saudis, Mr. Sheikh, Mr. Camel Riding Sheikh, who knew nothing except to ride a camel, now sat on land that had oil. We'll protect you, we'll help you. Oh my goodness, are we ever going to help you? Because their religious doctrines will not allow them to take interest as such. Oh, don't sweat it, cheeky brother. Just put it in here, but we will tell you which bank to put it in. You have to put it in the bank we tell you to, but we'll put it, we'll just fix it all up for you. And then 30 years down the road, when the loans that we have guaranteed to help you with this magnificent new infrastructure and wealth of a nation comes due, it'll all be there to pay the debt. And all will live happily ever after. Now they say, okay, we've chosen up the bank through the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, and Mr. Saudi, you've got to put it into Chase Manhattan Bank. Just happens to be Rockefeller's, but, you know, don't let that worry you, because you can't pronounce it anyway. I'll tell you, Bill Clinton can, because he's a Rockefeller. Direct through the blights. And he's nothing but a puppet. Anyway, at the time the 30 years are up, guess what Chase Manhattan did? Built a lot of little holding companies. Dumped all that money in those little holding companies and all these little now defunct savings and loans and mortgage companies, etc., 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 and deliberately let them go under. So now Mr. Saudi comes here and he says, well, here I am, Sheik Money Tutu, I want my money. Oh, Mr. Sheiky, I'm so sorry. Even Chase Manhattan is in such trouble, it's going to have to go under, but that holding company is gone. So is all of your money. That didn't make a friend, really, of Saudi Arabia. So they had to buy off the sheiks while they wait to destroy the rest of Saudi Arabia. And Mr. Bush is certainly a prime player in that with Kissinger Associates. There's one person more than any other that is in and out of Serbia more than any other person in the world today, and that's Kissinger. Kissinger Associates has set up this entire Serbian Bosnian horror. This is a kind of international advice they give, and they've been in control of your government now for a long time. The Navy sits on the black box, the football. The same Navy intelligence that shipped all of your gold out of Fort Knox through Annapolis and out of your country. Now, that other Hatton over there in the east will tell you that Hatton and God in the holes will not tell you these things. This is tacky. Well, I'll tell you, I want no part of a God of any kind. They will allow you to perish in ignorance. It is no God of light that will not give you the light. And it is no servant of God that will decide from a human standpoint what might make you unhappy and withhold it from you. And that will not happen here. And if you don't like that kind of a God, get out. Get thee away from me. Because as long as you are in my presence, you are going to get the truth. We'll try to ease it off with a little humor if we can. But if somebody comes and tells you, you don't have to do anything except just be, and it's all going to be wonderful. Is going to be wonderful a lot faster than you'd hoped, and it's going to be miserable getting there. You will ascend rapidly, but unfortunately, you won't know how to reassemble. Thank God for the teachers. Thank God for the Mirages who come and tell you that you have to know it both. The only purpose is to regain your oneness with God. Spirituality is the only purpose. But you've got to get through all this muck to get there. And it came my turn to do it. And so you're stuck with me and it. Because our volunteering for service came with digging up through this muck. It would be a lot more fun to do what Maharaji does and go around and tell you how wonderful it is. Because it looks like Hatton preaches doom and gloom. I preach glory. I preach glory. And hope in the love of Almighty God. You will learn that these other things don't matter. In the meanwhile, you're stuck in a manifested form, a thought projection of experience. You've got to get through it. There's no way to cop out of it. It is manifest. You will do it, or you will be stuck in it. To think that you just suddenly go and it's all wonderful is BS. Nobody else has the answers for you. I can offer this. I cannot answer it for you. I can offer. But as any gift, unless you accept the gift, it is no gift, it's nothing. If you decline the gift, so be it. That's your privilege. It is like a burden. I will repeat. Pain is necessary. It happens in life. Misery is your choice. And when you say, well, I can't do that. I cannot do this. I'm helpless. You're not helpless. You're lazy. You may not be able through human willpower to do it because you will have already perceived you can't do it and therefore you won't do it. But to limit God by limiting self is an insult. Don't tell me you can't do something. I don't accept it. Be honest and tell me you won't. And I can be compassionate. The time is at hand. Things will begin to happen. And I know that you're wishing it would certainly happen on our time schedule so that you wouldn't have to be embarrassed. EJ said, well, I think we're close enough that I guess I'm sick, but I sort of hope it happens. Well, that's because everybody says, yeah, it didn't happen. Well, then quit reading the paper. Because if you blame us for it not happening, then you didn't read it well anyway. And you certainly misrepresented it to your friend. Understand that you are as safe as that wondrous little bunny in a nest in the hand of God. Or you are as vulnerable as any creature on the planet. That decision's yours. I cherish you. All I need is permission. And let's have fun. There's no other point in this experience except to move into glory. And it does require that we move through this. We can't avoid it. It's part of the lessons. It's how we handle these things that mark our place in the heavenly realms. Go in peace. Know that you are loved. Salud.
Thank you.